Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to all of our friends in the Northeast who are being bombarded by all those horrible storms. We wish you the best. Our thoughts and prayers are with you guys. We're wishing for you all a speedy recovery and a speedy getting back to some form of normalcy. Love and light to all of you all. Last week, we ran out of time, and our poor guest, Dr. Suhas, did not get to announce his contact information. So for those of you who want to contact him, he can be reached at ayurvedichealing.net. That is ayurvedic, A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-I-C, healing.net. Now, if you still didn't get the spelling on that, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com, and you can see the spelling for Ayurvedic there. Today, I'm very excited about this show. We are going to be talking about something that I'm very concerned about, and that is GMOs. We're going to be talking about what they are, why should we be concerned about them, and what can we do about them. First of all, GMO stands for genetically modified organisms. They are the byproducts of splicing genes from one species into the DNA of another. Seriously, they're not just going plant to plant. They're going animal to plant, plant to animal, and they're even starting to inject the human gene DNA. Now, this is just crazy making. They have taken the genes. They have gone so far as to do this. When I heard this, I just could not believe it. They've taken the genes of a cow and injected them into pigs so that the pigs will have the spots on their skin like the cows. I mean, seriously, what is up with that? This technology has unknown and disastrous consequences for our health and the environment. So who benefits from this? Really? It's the multinational biotech companies. And who's the biggest one? Monsanto. Monsanto has 91% of the GM food market. So, what's up with this? Well, before the 1990s, we did not have an issue with this because it was not in our food supply. But then something happened in the 1990s, and Monsanto decided they wanted to introduce these GMO organisms into the food supply. So, the scientists at the FDA did studies, you know, because they're supposed to be policing our food and everything, and they did studies to see if this was going to be harmful in any way to our health and to the environment. And what these scientists discovered was that it looked like they were going to be very harmful. And so they sent a bunch of memos to the head up there at the FDA, but the head up at the FDA ignored these memos, and they went on ahead and pushed through and put these GMO organisms into our food supply. Well, Monsanto's goal is to have 100% of all the commercial seeds genetically modified and patented. So who was heading up this? Monsanto. This gentleman who is heading up Monsanto was on the FDA. He's also heading up the FDA. Michael Taylor was has had very close ties to Monsanto, first working in a law firm where he led the Monsanto food and drug law practices, and then later he's become the Monsanto VP for public safety. So not only has he been working with Monsanto and the FDA, but he also has been on the USDA, and he was on the USDA when the genetically modified growth hormone was in, when they were looking at that, injecting that into cows to produce more milk. Now, who produces that genetically modified growth hormone? It is Monsanto. So we have a conflict of interest here. And we have real health issues. We have real environmental issues. We have GMOs in soy, corn, cotton, canola, alfalfa, zucchini, crooked neck squash, or milk, if you're not getting organic milk, tomatoes, potatoes, and the list just goes on and on and on. This is a serious issue. This is something that we should be concerned about because it affects our health and it affects our environment. If you want more information about the where the GMOs are, you can go to responsibletechnology.org. That's responsibletechnology.org, and they can give you a list of all the GMO organisms that are in our food supply. So what can we do about this? It is a very serious problem, and something needs to be done. We can't keep sticking our head in the sand. We have to wake up and take notice and put our feet down and demand that something gets done about this. And so I have a dear guest today with me today, Trudy Violek, who is going to talk about something that we can do about this. She is the Director of Public Affairs for PCC Natural Markets. This is the largest consumer and retail grocer in the nation. She serves on committees to the Washington State University's Agricultural College, the Non-GMO Project. She's even had a hand in drafting the Washington State's Initiative 522, which is gathering signatures to get on the 2013 ballot. Hello there, Trudy. Welcome to the show. Great to have
Hello,
you.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. So, what is your take on all this? What got you started, and what's got you motivated to speak out about these GMOs and to do something about it?
Oh, gracious. Okay, I'm going to answer that. But one update, we actually are certified now. I-522 has been certified by the Secretary of State, and I-522 will be on the November ballot.
Great.
So,
congratulations.
It's not a theoretical. We're going to be there. So what this is all about really is freedom of choice. Without labeling, we are losing our freedom of choice on what we want to buy and feed our families and what we want to eat. We did not have these foods, as you said, until really the last 20 years. And when you ask, why did we get into it? We got into this, remember, back in 1993 when RBGH, when growth hormones entered the milk production system. Those growth hormones that most moms and dads are now very familiar with in that are used in the milk system, they were some of the first, I think, that became publicly recognized, but they are genetically engineered growth hormones. And we know the market has soundly rejected it, and it was only because people began finding out about them. So it's really all about freedom of choice and knowing what's there in our food.
Yes, exactly. So it's freedom of choice and knowing, well, we have a right to know. So we have a right to know what's in our food, but not only do we have a right to know what's in our food, the farmers also have a right to know what kind of seeds they're buying, what kind of feed they're feeding their cows, and all of that kind of thing. Because it can have disastrous consequences to the farmers, even though the biochemical companies push it, saying that it's going to end world hunger. We're going to have tons of food to be able to feed everybody. They're going to use less pesticides so they're not as toxic, it's better for the environment, and on like that. Those, it's not true. None of that's true. That's all lies. And they've had more and more studies coming back showing that. And when we come back, we're going to take a break here in just a minute, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the ramifications for the GMOs on the farmers and the ranchers, and what the argument is, the economic argument here. So you are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Today we're talking about GMOs, and we have our guest Trudy, our dear guest Trudy, who's volunteered her time to be on this show. So we're talking about the right to know for the consumers as well as the farmers and what some of the issues are. So Trudy, you want to talk a little bit about what the issues are for the farmers and the ranchers?
Well, basically, protecting our commercial fishing industry out here in the Northwest, where salmon is iconic of our way of life, but also our farm export markets, is really vital to our state's fiscal health. We do not have an income tax here, and the backbone of our economy is agriculture. So if there is an episode, for example, of contamination that can affect any of our export markets, the export markets shun them and go elsewhere. We have already seen this happen It has already cost our food industry billions and billions of dollars. It's already happened. It happened with the rice industry. It happened with the corn industry. Starlink alone cost more than a billion dollars, for example, in cleanup costs and recalls. And the Liberty Link rice contamination down on the south, that's estimates are well over $1 billion for the cost of the food industry there. So the costs of not labeling are racking up year after year after year, and no one seems to be talking about that. We are hearing scare tactics that labeling would raise the cost of food prices. We have 63 countries around the world with laws to label genetically engineered foods, and in none, not one of those 63 countries with labeling laws, did they experience any noticeable increase in the cost of food. So to say that that would happen is really a scare tactic, but what we actually have is real hard evidence of the cost it already has cost us not to label. So not labeling is costing us billions, and labeling would cost us very little, almost a negligible amount, not visible on the grocery dollar to shoppers. Mm-hmm. So that's the sum of it.
Okay. All righty. So we've had farms, though, where the farmers who were growing these organisms had to abandon their farms, and it's because of the superweed. So how many farms have been abandoned because of this?
I don't know how many farms have been abandoned. I know that farmers have had to abandon fields. I know that in Georgia alone, more than 100,000 acres of superweeds were so bad that it's no longer arable, or they have to be hand-tilled or pulled by hand or hoed. We know that we have a number of superweeds here in Washington State, where our initiative is. We've got prickly lettuce and cheatgrass and Russian thistle. And as you know, weed control is one of the worst problems of a farmer. Weed control is perhaps their primary concern in many ways, is keeping their fields clean. And when they can't control these weeds, it really means that they are encouraged and almost forced to go to more extreme measures. And in many cases, they're using more toxic chemicals such as 2,4-D, which was one of the components of Agent Orange. So it's an escalating treadmill. We do know that genetically engineered crops initially reduced herbicide use and certainly insecticide use, but after the first couple years, pesticide use increased dramatically, sharply, and the resistance built to the point where we now have a total of 23 superweeds that are known. But that's not the only problem with them. The issues, though, the environmental issues are certainly there. It's not the primary focus of this campaign. The primary focus of this campaign is to label the foods so we can decide, seeds and foods, so we can decide what we're eating and buying. I do want to point out that this would also be of benefit to home gardeners. It's not just farmers, but home gardeners are buying seeds and planting gardens of their own. And we do know that there are genetically engineered seeds on the market that are being sold unlabeled in seed packets to home gardeners. And I don't think gardeners know about that, and we believe that the home gardener as well as the farmer should know what they're buying and what they're planting. So it affects a whole range of people.
Yes, it does. So it not only affects the farmers and the home gardeners, but they also are starting to do genetic engineering for fish. So now we have this frankenfish, this genetically engineered salmon. And FDA says that it's perfectly fine that first of all, they say that they're not going to get out into the wild because the fishermen don't want that to happen. But studies have shown that when you have the genetically modified salmon in with the wild salmon, if the food supply is okay for them, then everything's kind of copacetic. But the minute the food supply starts dwindling for them, then these genetically modified salmon become very aggressive and they attack the wild natural salmon. So this is an issue. The FDA also tries to say that these salmon are not or that they're sterile, that they really won't reproduce. But if they won't reproduce, then how do you, you know, how do you keep the genetically modified salmon species alive? So do you have something you want to say about this, about the impact of the salmon and what it can, if it gets out, what it could do to wild salmon fishery?
That is a concern. Right now, it would only be eggs that would be, I don't want to get into that right now. The main thing about the salmon is really that the FDA is recommending approval of this fish as a new animal drug. They are not approving it as a food. They are approving it as a drug, a novel new animal drug. And that means that this engineered salmon was subjected to less rigorous safety standards than even the standards applied to food additives. So without labeling these fish, shoppers may even have to stop buying salmon. Some of them, I know of a girlfriend, for example, she's allergic to the ocean pout. And because this genetically engineered salmon is the result of a three-way genetic mix, she's allergic to pout. And if she ate salmon with pout in it, it could conceivably kill her. So she would have to stop buying salmon altogether. And other shoppers, even, who just want to know whether it is or it isn't real fish, may stop buying it. And I think what happens is that our fishing industry and coastal community economies would really pay the price. Our fishing industry is quite united against genetically engineered salmon. They do not want it approved. But if it's going to be approved, they at least want it labeled. And that's essentially the position that we see makes very good common sense. This is just a common sense measure. If they're not going to ban some of these things that the industry doesn't want, at least label them. The apple industry does not want the Arctic apple. But it's not clear yet whether they're still neutral. Where the apple growers are kind of split. I think some of them are getting good information. Some of them are getting not so good information. But the fishing industry is quite firm against this. It's not quite clear where the apple industry is. We know that they're opposed to the GMO apple. It's the so-called Botox apple because it doesn't show its age from browning. It doesn't brown. They've written a letter to Secretary Vilsack asking the USDA not to approve the Botox apple. But if it gets approved, then what? Don't they want it labeled? Because our exports are going to a lot of countries in those 63 nations that require labels. So if there's any question about the integrity or the identity of our exports, we lose those markets just like we did with rice. The rice market never regained the European market after Liberty Link contaminated the rice market in the South. Markets collapsed. They never got the EU market back, and that was an $80 to $86 million a year business. Those dollars never returned. So I think it's a vital lesson to our other sectors to look at labeling as a necessary a simple and necessary way to protect the identity and integrity of our products in a global marketplace.
Yes, exactly. So a lot of countries overseas have this path. They have enforced that require GMO labeling. So what are some of those countries?
Oh, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, China, Australia, Indonesia, India, Thailand, Russia, Brazil, Peru, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, all of Europe, Mali, Ethiopia, Kenya. We're not exporting to some of these countries, but I'm just giving you the range and the diversity. When you look at a map of the countries that label, it's quite impressive.
Yeah, it is. And it seems like to me, if all these other countries can get it done, we should be able to. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, but the same companies that have been fighting labeling, or at least when they were fighting labeling in California, the same companies are already selling their foods overseas in countries that require labeling. I have pictures of Hershey's bar and Cheerios box with stickers and labels saying may contain or does contain genetically engineered ingredients. So if they're giving that information to shoppers and the market overseas, why can't they do it for us? It's an American company giving overseas customers, we just want that same information. And actually, Alaska already has a labeling law requiring labels on genetically engineered salmon. So what we're asking for here in Washington with labeling salmon and other foods is not anything different than what Alaska already has done for its fishing industry.
Right, exactly. So it's very important. You know, we as a leading nation should be able to get this done, and it's something that definitely needs to be done because we as consumers have a right to know what we are putting into our bodies, into our mouths, and what we are planting in our gardens, and the farmers have a right to know so that they can make the wise choices that they want to make as well. So we're going to take a quick break again, and when we come back, we're going to discuss more about the GMOs and the impact that it has on our bodies and and the environment. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about my show, you can go to themichellebondshow.com. For more information about Transformation Talk Radio, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
In each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We are here with Trudy talking about GMOs. And one of the things I do want to bring up, though, is we have seen a surge in autism and allergies, especially with children, and GI tract disorders. We didn't really have all this before the 1990s. It wasn't quite as prolific or quite as epidemic. So with that being said, there's a lot of studies that are being done that are pointing more and more to these GMO food sources as being one of the reasons why we're seeing the surge in these types of diseases. So, Trudy, what are, besides this, what are some of the other reasons for labeling?
There's a lot that we don't know. And I think one thing that I think many people can agree upon is that there are good scientists who will argue that these are bad for the environment and potentially damaging to health. There are good scientists on the other side who are saying these may be not so bad for health or the environment. And so I think we have good scientists who will argue. You could get into a debate forever, perhaps. Very little in science is absolutely perfectly settled for perpetuity. So if you put that to the side, what you end up with is a very little amount of research. There's a paucity of research. All the industry research is 90 days or less. There are no long-term studies being done. And when the FDA has never done its own research, and it does not even require safety studies of these genetically engineered foods. FDA simply goes to the developers, and in fact, that's incorrect. The developers decide voluntarily if they want to talk to the FDA. They do not even have to. The consultations with FDA are entirely voluntary. And FDA does not independently analyze the amount of limited data that the companies may submit. In addition, last summer, the American Medical Association passed a resolution calling for mandatory safety assessments of these foods, which are not currently required. So be very clear that FDA does not say and has never said these foods are safe. It has not said that. It can only point to company studies, which are 90 days or less, and the company says its products are safe. So there's no reason or no need for FDA to review it. So that's very important. What we really have is a system with a lot of regulatory loopholes in that. It's not a mandatory requirement to assess these foods for safety. So that's number one. The research that we do have is raising some very serious questions, especially some of the longer-term research that was done more recently. There was a long-term lifetime feeding study of rats that actually was vindicated. It was attacked by the industry vociferously, but my understanding of the readings that I've had lately, this study is actually a good study, and the findings have been upheld. So while it's not conclusive or proven, there's certainly enough evidence to raise questions about the safety of these foods. We don't know for sure one way or the other, but it makes sense to have an ounce of prevention. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, just like a stitch in time saves nine, or look before you leap. And as moms and dads, or as parents, or cousins, or sisters, or fathers, we protect our children from all kinds of things with cabinet door locks or booster seats and you know. But we really don't even know what's in these foods and what the long-term effects are, and this really comes down to a common-sense law for for consumers, moms and dads, to know what's in the food they choose to feed their families. And they want to be able to make that choice, and labeling enables them to do that. Without labeling, we are losing our freedom of choice because it's all being commingled in the food supply, and we don't know what is and what isn't. Most people in this country do not have a wide array of organic or non-GMO verified foods to choose from. You walk into the supermarkets where I come from in Ohio, you do not see those foods. What you see are normal conventional foods, and customers in those stores are saying they want to know what foods contain genetically engineered ingredients. So that's what this really is. People don't want to gamble on their children or on their health or on their livelihood. They want to retain their freedom of choice in this and their right to know.
Yes, exactly. And that's a whole other issue. When you're in an area that you don't have access to organic foods. So this is very, very important. How is it that this is not a precise practice, the science of GMO?
The science is not really precise. Actually, U.S. government scientists have said that this artificially inserting foreign genetics into plants or animals, which is a technique unique to genetic engineering alone. So artificially inserting foreign genetics can cause significant problems and disruptions in how genetically engineered organisms grow and how they may respond to stress. The engineering itself is an imprecise process. It is not splicing, as people commonly imagine splicing. It is not a precise placement. Scientists cannot control where the foreign genetic material is inserted or even how many copies of genes are expressed, and that also can cause unintended adverse consequences. So it's not as precise a process as we have been led to, or as the propaganda would tell us, for instance.
Right, exactly. So there were, I spoke about the pig who was injected with the cow pot, and I think you were telling me some other stories during break. Do you want to share some of those with our listeners?
Yeah, there are hundreds and hundreds of things in the pipeline, and some of them are so weird, they're like out of a science fiction novel. But some of the things that I do know have been conducted in experimental form are goats with spider genes, so the goat milk will produce spider web material, theoretically, to develop something like a lightweight body armor or something. But it kind of raises questions to me, this is personally, it raises questions to me and to some faith-based groups also about whether this is an ethical thing to be doing. Is it ethical to be putting cow genes into pigs or spider genes into goats? We have jellyfish genes been put into animals to make them glow, cats, dogs, bunnies to make them glow. We even have spermicidal corn has been developed. We've had plants being developed to try to produce plastics and other industrial chemicals. These plants, at least, are being grown in open-air fields. And you can even go to a website and find out what experiments are being conducted in your home state. If you go to www.isb.vt.edu and you search by location, you can pull up trials that are underway. It doesn't identify the genes, but at least you can find out, oh my gosh, that crop is being worked on or this, that, or the other thing. But I think some of these things raise questions about, there are ethical questions here. Are these things, just because we can do them, should we be doing them?
Exactly. That does raise an issue. And the other thing is, you mentioned the fields, open fields that where these GMO products are growing, the plants are growing. When the wind blows, the seeds do blow, and they do manage to find their way into fields where there aren't GMO products growing, and so they can contaminate those fields as well. And where was it? I believe it was in Peru. They had thousands of different variety species of potatoes. And then I think they got contaminated with GMO potato seeds and so the varieties of potatoes have dwindled quite a bit. The natural varieties of potatoes are just really just, well, we're losing them. We're losing species. We're losing, basically what it is we are losing good species, species, natural species, species that have been around for years and thousands of years to this broad contamination.
That's true. Yeah. That's a really good point, Michelle. That's an important point because genetic concentration is a concern. With concentration in, we've got four or five companies now that own half the world seed supply. So we've got a concentration in the seed supply. Who owns the seed supply? And the number of seed lines has been reduced over the years tremendously. And genetically engineered traits actually dominate. But it's not so much from cross-pollination by wind or storms. The real point, the most serious point of contamination is at the seed level, contamination at the very seed level, which is why our initiative, I-522, would require labeling at the seed level, including home gardening packet seeds. Seeds, seed stock, and foods. So the seed level is really more of the issue. That's the lesson, actually, of the Irish potato famine. There was one type, I believe it was called the lumper. The English wanted the Irish to grow one particular kind of potato, the lumper, and when a blight hit, because it affected the lumper, it wiped out everything, and that is why there was famine. It wasn't that there weren't other strains available. If they had maintained diversity, seed diversity, that would not have been such devastation. So
yes, we need
concentration
to
in the feed.
Right back.
Pardon?
Well, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, Trudy. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about GMOs with my dear guest, Trudy. During the break, we were talking about some of the environmental issues regarding GMOs, and most notably the use of pesticides. So, Trudy, you want to talk a little bit about that, what you shared with me, with our audience, what we were talking about during the break?
Yeah, there's a professor actually at Washington State University now who had done a lot of work on comparing the applications of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides to genetically engineered crops compared to what the projections would have been if we had stayed with conventional seeds. And the results showed that there has been 327 million pounds of additional herbicides applied to our farmland across the country because of these crops, because they can absorb and suck up these pesticides without visible damage. Farmers tend to use more pesticides, in some cases many times more. So when you're consuming these foods, you can only logically conclude that there is likely to be more pesticides in these foods than in traditional foods, and that is not being talked about or well understood by the consumer. This is such a complicated topic. But I did want to mention also the foods that would actually get labeled, if we have time.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, salmon, genetically engineered salmon, would be the first one, and keep in mind that the state of Alaska already has a law requiring labels on genetically engineered fish. Alaska passed the labeling law for genetically engineered fish back in 2005. It was passed unanimously by Alaska's House and Senate, signed by the governor. And they cited labeling as a way to protect its commercial fishing industry and their fiscal health. So genetically engineered salmon would get labeled, just like in Alaska. Genetically engineered sweet corn, Monsanto says 40% of this year's It wants to have 40% of this year's sweet corn market. And, of course, if it's not labeled, how are you going to know? So if you have common summer picnic meal up here in the Northwest, is salmon and corn on the cob and maybe something else on the side that I'll get to. But if your salmon and your corn on the cob are genetically engineered, how are you going to know if they're not labeled? I think a lot of moms and dads are going to start wondering about that this summer as this campaign gets underway. There's a Hawaiian papaya, if it's not organic, would probably have to get labeled because they've genetically engineered that papaya. A few other examples would be some cold cereals, corn chips, canola oil, candy, and soft drinks that may have corn syrup or added sugar from sugar beets. That other food I was mentioning that could be on the plate with salmon and corn, what if you have applesauce there? Because that's another summer food. We believe that the Food Processing Association in our state is going to oppose this labeling measure. And it occurred to me, one person in the industry said, well, that's because they're making applesauce with genetically engineered corn syrup or sugar from genetically engineered sugar beets. So it's not that they're concerned about the apples. They don't want to have to divulge that they're using genetically engineered corn syrup or sugar. So that hadn't occurred to me. So there may be opposition from some sectors of industry that just don't want people to know. They want us to stay in the dark about what's in the food and whether it's been genetically engineered. This measure would label them.
Right, exactly. And that's the whole reason why I wanted to do this show about GMO products, because I'm all about awakening to a new reality where I reveal the truth about what's really going on in the foods that you consume, how it's going to impact the environment, and on like that. It's time for us to wake up, to snap out of it, to snap out of our ignorance, as Dr. Sue Haas would say, and take charge. It's about us regaining control over the foods that we put in our body, over the farming practices that are going to hurt the environment with too many pesticides and things like that. We need to be farming in a responsible manner, in a sustainable manner, so that the future of our children and our children's children can be protected, so that they can be healthy, they can have healthy foods to eat, and have a non-contaminated, non-toxic environment in which to live. So this is why this is all just so important, and this is one of the first places that you start, I think, is with the GMOs, because they really have such an effect, and more needs to be done. So, Trudy, you were telling me during the break that you grew up around in a rural area, around a lot of produce and things like that. And you want to talk a little bit about that and why you think that's what got you started in this?
Well, I did grow up in a fairly rural area in Ohio, and it was the smell of the peach orchards and walking through the cornfields and the snap of that corn. And I have a really visceral connection to food from my earliest years. And there's an authenticity about it that people are returning to after some of the highly processed foods. We're kind of returning back to a more wholesome, earlier whole food form and cooking, celebration of food, development of a food culture in this country. And foods that are developed in a laboratory in ways that cannot occur in nature just don't really seem to fit with the way that our culture is developing. This is not about being anti-science. We are all about science. There's no problem. There's no debate about genetic engineering and medical applications. You have a choice there. What we are wanting is to retain our freedom of choice in the foods that we eat, just as we have choice in the medical applications that we choose for our health as well. So it's freedom of choice, right to know. This is a common sense law. We already label fat, salt, calories, even country of origin labeling. Cost is not going to go up any more than it did for any of those labels. It's a few words. Farmers already know what they're growing. Companies know what ingredients they're using. Cheerios, Hershey's, Mars, and everybody else is already labeling overseas. They can do it here, too.
Exactly. So that's the point. If they can do it overseas, we should be able to do it here, and that's the first step and making change and making real progress. Well, we've come to the end of the show. I want to thank you so much, Trudy, for being on the show and sharing your insights into GMO and why you got started and how important it is to get these products labeled. If you want to do the same on the East Coast in Maine and Massachusetts, those are states where the citizens can initiate and ratify amendments to their constitutions without the legislature. So that would be a good place to start out there. Next week, I'm going to be doing astrology readings for the listeners who call in. So if you have an issue or if you want more clarity or insight into something that's going on in your life, feel free to call our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Again, I want to thank Trudy for being with us today, and I want to thank all of you guys for listening in to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about the GMOs, Trudy, where should people go?
Oh, gosh. you can probably just Google genetically engineered foods and see what comes up. You'll get
hundreds of pages probably.
Okay,
but
great.
For source material, some really great source material is at the Center for Food Safety, Food and Water Watch, Organic Consumers Association. Certainly you can go to the Label at WA website, which is still up.
Good. We need to go. Sorry to cut you off. You're listening to The Michelle Gahn Show. Please join me next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information about the show, go to themichellegahnshow.com. I wish you guys a very prosperous week. So take care, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Michelle Gahn Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Gahn will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health-challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellegahnshow.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.